This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple, Luke and Thea, today, and we get to decide who gets a medical procedure done. I think it might be a first.
Oh, gosh.
How are we qualified for this?
I don't know. Come on down.
We're not.
Like, why do people... Okay. Who won the toss?
Luke.
Luke, you get to go first.
Yay.
Yay.
Yes, have the medical procedure. Whatever it is, just
hold on.
Slice it off.
Great, thank you.
Okay, what is it?
All right. Well, me and my wife Thea, you know, we're obviously, you know, we've got two kids already. One's 9, one's 7.
Okay.
And now we're about to have a third kid that we didn't plan on.
Oops.
Oh. Daisy. So, yeah, that happens. Mm-hmm. Good for you guys. Sounds like your relationship is going well. Right?
Yeah, true. I mean, you know, we're still excited. We just didn't plan it.
Sure. Okay.
So where we are is our, you know, once this kid is born, we've decided that, you know, we definitely don't want any more after that. That's it. Three is enough.
Yeah.
Our first two kids were delivered by C-section, and our third will probably be 2.
That is, yeah.
Like, okay, I'll let you continue before I ask.
Oh, you will?
So, you know, I think while they're doing the procedure, they should probably just, you know, get her tubes tied. That's my thought.
Yeah, they're in there, so they can just, tubes are right there, just
exactly.
Hit them with the wood-burning kit or whatever they do.
No.
That is...
Yeah, they're already basically opening her up and performing major surgery. It just makes more sense to get it done then, and then we'll never have to worry about it again.
Okay, sound logic.
Yeah, and she will already have to recover from the childbirth, so I can, you know, help her get back to health after both procedures at the same time. And I think it's a win-win for everybody.
I have a feeling she wants something different, so let's just bring her in right away. Thea?
Yeah.
Yai. What's your idea?
Congrats.
Oh, yeah, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
The upcoming...
So I absolutely think that Luke should be the one to get a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
I've already gone through 2 pregnancies. I've put my body through so much. This is going to be my third. And, you know, he hasn't had to do anything. And, you know, I think it's unfair that I'm expected to get my tubes tied now, too. Like, you know, like, yeah, they're already going to be in there, but like a vasectomy is such a minor surgery. And I feel like it's kind of the least thing that he can do to repay me for having 3 kids and going through 3 pregnancies. Like, it's so, childbirth is so much to deal with. It's so hard on your body, especially a C-section. And I don't think it's wrong, you know, to ask him to take this on instead of me having to undertake another procedure.
I understand what you're saying. And unlike Erica, I'm not solely convinced already which one of you is right. But I would ask you, the recovery from your C-section, I've been through it twice with my ex-wife, is not always all that fun, but it wouldn't be any worse having your tube side. Is that true? It wouldn't, because they're not making a second incision. Your organs have all already been taken out and set everywhere while they take your baby out.
Yeah, yeah. Keep going.
It's a horrifying thing.
Right. Keep talking, please. You're helping make
No,
her
I'm not.
Face.
It's because like they're in there.
She's been already, through yeah. enough.
It feels like you're going to get all the way to the finish line and then turn around and go, you run the race.
Absolutely. She's ran so many.
Yeah. I mean, like you just said, they're going to have everything there. On the table. And I feel like
already
it's
there.
Not a lot to ask.
Thea, could I ask, is the C-section completely 100% solidified, or is there the potential for a VBAC, which I only know of because I have so many friends who have had children, where you are actually able to not have a C-section?
Yeah. Or do you want to just
be honest?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say this. With my ex-wife, there was no choice.
Right. Some people do not have the choice, but a lot of people do now. It's a new thing.
She's already got this.
Yeah. Perfect. So let's make the scar worse. If
can I? Okay. 303-222-5423. Text or call. Pick a side. Let's just pretend that Thea is a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
So she doesn't do a lot of driving, and Luke has to drive hundreds of miles each way every day. Oh,
hundreds
horrible.
Of miles.
It's like, it's a terrible. He's like, oh my God, I'm so tired of driving. Whatever. And then she's like, oh, there's a restaurant like on your way home. Can you just stop and grab some of my favorite food? And he's like, but I do all the driving already, so you should drive and get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's no, but it's on your way. It's like literally you just drive right it's on by. Your way. Just
but
grab it on
scenario,
the way.
She's at home with the children.
Yeah, but,
so.
But she hasn't done any of the driving.
Though. I know, but she's done all the child
care. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She hasn't
so
done
she's
any of
the
driving.
The pregnancy.
Yeah, but she hasn't done any of the driving. So she should she should drive. Yeah.
She'd probably love a break from the kids
even
to
though,
go drive.
Even though it's on his like
yeah. And we're not saying Luke doesn't help with the kids. Luke, do you help with your current
no,
kids?
No, I'm sure he does. I wasn't making that point.
I'm just saying he'll have to recover from a surgery.
Wonderful.
And the recovery on a vasectomy is not bad.
No. You ice
right,
your...
but the extra recovery on tubes tied versus a C-section is zero difference. Zero. They're already in there. It's zero difference.
But why
so
is
why
it always
do you
on
want
the
your
women?
Husband to suffer? Because they're already in there. If she were having a VBAC and then he's like, hey, they should rip you open anyway into your tubes, then that's outrageous.
For sure. But and I'm just saying that's...
We're already going in, already getting recovered. To me, honestly, it feels a little bit like you guys are keeping score. And that gives me... I don't like that at
all.
It is
not great when you keep
score. It just feels like... I know it's unfair, but it does... I think it makes more sense. They're already... going to do the procedure. Yes, it's unfair, but it does make more sense. And that we don't keep score.
You don't, Erica, you're so convinced because he hasn't. So he has to go through pain.
It's just that women go through so much, not just physically,
but
like
hormonally.
She's going
to go through it anyway. It's just like the sandwich shop on the way home.
But he
like,
seems
you're going
unwilling.
Anyway.
It's not that he's going, honey, which one should we do? He seems like he's like, it's up to you. You're already doing it. It's like, you got to be willing to meet your partner where they want.
For me, it's the C-section is already planned. Might as well do it. But the other deciding thing for me is which one's more expensive? Do the cheaper one. Because they're both, I don't know, they both seem so easy.
You slip the doctor a 20, he'll do things for you.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's how that works.
I'm uncomfortable calling it a minor surgery. It seems like anytime you're going to get a knife near down there, that doesn't feel minor.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine the things that women have put down there.
And I would never call it a minor surgery.
Okay, well, that's at least good. But for men, it truly is minor.
It's getting hot in here, so I'm going to call them. Luke, Thea, please hang on. We're going to get you a jury, and we're going to figure out. We really are deciding medical procedures on the show today. Yeah. This feels very much Mars and Venus. Like, I know you think that Luke is trying to get out of something.
It does seem like
but
that.
But stop for a minute and just don't use emotion. Use logic. She's already getting ripped open. It's already happening.
And if she doesn't want her tubes tied, he needs to step up to the plate.
But they've agreed they want to have birth control. So that's...
Like, so why is that always on the woman?
In this case, they're already in there. Stop and buy me a sandwich on your way. All I'm saying.
I don't think you're seeing what I'm saying. If she's saying, I don't want to do that, I've done so much.
She's not. She's saying, you haven't done anything. And it's like, I'm sorry. I don't get to have babies. I wasn't the one who chose women carry babies.
Well, and the other thing that is maybe pushing me towards the vasectomy is that's easily reversible. Whereas hers, 100% permanent.
No.
So if something were to happen, you'd have to reopen her. Unless they remove them completely.
To reopen him too, to reverse it. And they either one of them want kids.
But your whole
But what if
thing?
They break up and then they want kids with other people?
We're doing it once. We're not doing it again.
Right.
We're done.
Okay.
Get it away. Get the knife away.
It's actually really easily reversible for you guys.
So it's not. Oh, my God. You are just you. Okay. I'm not going to. Okay. Choose a side. Logic?
No, do not. You can't say that. The sides
Watch
are
this. Logic
Luke and Thea. That's it.
Okay. Choose Luke and logic.
Logical Luke.
Or wildness.
I don't know.
I have to suffer so you should too.
Wonderful Thea.
I got in a car accident, so now I have to hit you in the head.
That's not the same. Sorry for giving you life, man.
303-222-5423.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are in the middle of a giant fight in the studio and a Great Mate Debate. Luke and Thea have joined us. They're expecting their third child. Bit of an oops baby, 7 years after the last one.
The oops babies are the best ones, by the way.
They are. It's awesome.
I was as well.
I don't know if I was, but I was 5 years from my brother. But he was 5 years from the other. It doesn't matter. Either way. Luke's like, she's having a C-section anyway, so just tie that thing off when you're in there. And she's like, you've done nothing. So you should get snipped. Such a loving couple.
To be fair, factually, she might be a bit correct.
I just want to say that the way Great Mate Debate works, and Luke and Thea, you can jump in with any of the jury people on here. The way it works is you call in, you say your piece, and that's how we decide. We also read some texts, but the actual verdict comes from the phones. Am I right? From the telephone calls?
Oh, my God.
Historically,
yes,
that is.
I can't wait to read you some of these texts.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just see which way the phones are leaning.
Sure,
shall we,
let's
Erica?
Do that,
should we?
Slacker. I wonder.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesse?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
The side of logic.
Oh,
boo.
So Luke.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm sure
so
you will.
I have three kids. And even if she does have a V-back, they can go in through your belly button, and it's
they do
really
it laparoscopically.
Minor surgery.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all in the right place. You can leave the epidural in. They shot me up again the next morning. It was very minor. I was like, not in any more.
Oh wait, so Jesse, you did this?
Yeah.
And you've had no complications? I'm getting a lot of texts about complications from doing tubes.
Oh, there must be all doctors texting
right
in today,
after
huh?
My third, it was,
doctors
don't it was
listen.
Really easy. And vasectomies fail a lot more. I know more than a couple of vasectomy babies.
Classic.
Yeah, thank
classic
you.
Classic men not holding great. Up their side of the...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. You're out of control today.
I am.
Seriously. Whatever your medication dosage is, triple it.
None. Just a free bird.
Cody?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
Thea's.
Oh!
Why?
Oh, what a surprise. I love it.
So, my parents got divorced when I was young. But after I was born, my dad forced her to get her tubes tied. She got remarried to my stepdad, could not provide him with a child of his own. My wife has had two C-sections. I'm going to our first ultrasound for our third child. Oh. She's probably going to get a C-section for this one as well. If she asks me to get the vasectomy, I'm getting the vasectomy because it's easier to reverse, and you're only down for like 3 days versus the 6 weeks. We have to help her while she's recovering.
She's going to be down for the 6 weeks either way, though. But
then you take away the potential for her to potentially have kids in the future. That's not fair to her.
There is some logic in the reversibility. There is some logic there about like it's
that
not.
That sounds painful too, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
For
but...
3 days, you can man up.
Oh,
okay.
Cody,
thank you.
Dude.
Oh my God. Oh my God. When people say the words man up, nothing makes me.
But I just should man up and deal with it.
Right. I love that like Luke's over here, like, wait, it's going to hurt. And he's like, so does childbirth.
Nobody.
I know childbirth is 100,000 times worse than I could ever possibly imagine.
All right, I'll give you a fist.
But again, he didn't do that to her. That like nature
actually
decided. No, but the, like we don't decide which
bit.
One of us should give birth, me or you. It's her. Period. That's just what it is. It's like you're acting like you're blaming men for childbirth being you. We didn't do it.
I'm not. I'm just saying it is really tough to go through.
But she's already has to go through it. It's not, Karen.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Luke's. I feel like women are using a pregnancy as a get out of jail free card for everything.
Oh,
and
have you been pregnant?
Have you?
No, but I've been around a lot of pregnant women.
Oh, okay. I've been around a lot of vasectomies. we're having the weirdest argument right now.
For if this were, it's almost like we're doing it in spite, because it isn't men's fault. Big Bang, God, whoever did it, women have kids. That's how it is. And if you ask most women, so if you had the choice, if it had to not be you, would you still have kids? Most women would say yes.
Yes, they'd still want to have the kid.
They would still want to have kids. The logical thing is to do it while she's there. I mean, that is just, I don't think anybody can think this through and think, oh, we got another doctor's thing, another surgery, you're there. It is not his fault.
You're right. Major medical choices should be made on convenience.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't.
Seriously, I can't.
Wait, I do want to. Okay. Did we have another call we need to get to?
Yes, I'll take one more. Mara.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Well, I see the logic in her getting it done. And I'm kind of curious her real reason why she wants him to get it done.
To suffer.
Okay.
That's what's been said by you. He hasn't suffered enough.
We need to change your medication.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe just switch medications.
Which one are you on?
Freebird.
I just wanted to let her know, as somebody who's had the tubes tied, she's not even going to notice anything in the recovery. You
That's
were right about
interesting.
That, Slacker. She's not even going to notice it.
We have a ton of texts saying if I could go back, I wouldn't get mine tied.
Really?
And I would ask him to get the vasectomy. So I guess it just depends on your body of whether or not it works well or not.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. The phones, the one person who was on her side is the one person on the phone. Everyone else. Ken, Matthew, Peggy.
Yeah. Ken has a vasectomy gone wrong story that I didn't even hear out.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
So, but you're saying the texts are overwhelmingly on her side?
No, the texts are more split down the middle, but a lot of texts that are on her side are saying, I wouldn't do it again. And it's there can be a lot of complications.
The other thing that's been suggested by more than one person via text is that you both do it.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that.
Just if you really want to just eliminate
just
the chances.
It. Yeah.
If you're for sure done, then just scorched earth any mechanism that could produce a kid. So,
I mean, it does sound very romantic.
That's the spirit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.